GBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israelis held somber ceremonies today, marking a year since the deadliest attack in the country's history. The Hamas-led raid destroyed nearly 1,200 Israelis. They were murdered that day, nearly 250 taken hostages on October 7th. Hamas marking the anniversary of its attack by firing a barrage of rockets at Tel Aviv. Hurricane Milton in the Gulf and headed toward Tampa, Florida, where people are still cleaning up after Hurricane Helene a week and a half ago. ABC's Gio Benitez is in western North Carolina, hard hit by Helene. People there still struggling.
President Biden ordering 500 additional active duty troops to North Carolina to help in Helene's massive recovery and response.
It's like having a lifeline. So to have the type of people that are landing here, the National Guard, when I saw them, I did want to just cry.
In Hot Springs near the Tennessee border, medical supplies dropped to a school serving as a shelter.
That's ABC's Gio Benitez. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump in Juneau yesterday. It's his fourth campaign event in Wisconsin in 8 days. Republicans are said to be concerned about the enthusiasm and turnout machine behind Kamala Harris.
They say that Wisconsin is probably the toughest of the swing states to win. I don't think so at all. I don't think so.
Wisconsin has been decided by less than one percentage point in four of the last six presidential elections. The latest Marquette poll has Harris with a four-point lead. A new study finds Wisconsin's election system is more secure than other swing states. The nonprofit political research group Informing Democracy finds guidance from the Wisconsin Elections Commission leaves little room for local clerks to deviate from how they can do their work. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The American Red Cross has sent over 35 Wisconsin volunteers to help with Hurricane Helene relief efforts, and more volunteers are needed. Rebecca Rockhill, Executive Director of the American Red Cross in Green Bay.
We are continually recruiting volunteers and getting them disaster prepared so they can go through the disaster training, several different levels, so they're prepared to volunteer as a shelter worker, as a IRV driver.
Visit redcross.org to volunteer or go to civicmedia.us/help for other ways to help with Hurricane Helene relief. If you can take a pet displaced from Hurricane Helene, check your local shelter. Over 100 dogs and cats from South Carolina arrived in the area this week, and they're being sent to shelters across the state. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
A win for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a 24-19 win over the Rams at SoFi Stadium. Green Bay improved to 3-2. Safety Xavier McKinney with his fifth interception of the year and recovered a fumble. Now, over the weekend, the Packers suspended Romeo Doubs for not reporting to practice. Matt LaFleur says he'll meet with the wide receiver today.
Distractions happen in the National Football League, and you got to do your best to just focus on the task at hand, and I thought our guys did a pretty good job of that.
The Rams fall to 1-4, head coach Sean McVay.
The reality is you can tend to think you're a lot further away than you are. You know, opportunity to say, all right, we've got some adversity. How do we handle that?
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers, with a 52-6 win at Camp Randall over Purdue. Luke Fickell says the offensive line did a better job in pass protection.
They did a great job. They gave Braden time. I know that this week, if they dropped 8, I mean, it was a clean, clean pocket.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We are going to be a little fall-like here for the next couple of days, but we are going to bounce back into the upper 70s by later this week. Today, breezy, partly cloudy, with a high of 65 this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low of 40. Tomorrow, sunny, 66. Wednesday, sunny, high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Chicago film critic and historian Maria Gates, and Heather Heil from the Green Bay Children's Museum joins me in studio to discuss upcoming events.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here in a Victory Monday on 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and worldwide on the Civic Media app. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Custom colors, innovative features. You got to check it out. Zero interest up to 36 months. Ends October 31st. Get started at PellaWI.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, very honored to be bringing in the man, A.J. Dillon. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. How you guys doing?
Excellent. How are you?
Doing great. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Oh, man, that's great.
It's been a while. I feel like I need to be on the show. We were talking about it a while back.
I know. We've talked about it because remember you wanted to have that contest where we measure our quads?
Yes, yes. You were doing those squats then, right?
Yes, sir. Right. Every morning. Right. You bet.
Well, you appreciate being on here. We sure appreciate you being on, but I love what you're doing with this Dillon Family Foundation. You know, there's such a need in Wisconsin, Brown County, for multiple things. Tell us a little bit about your charity and how we can get involved.
Yeah, for sure. I appreciate that. I think, so since I've been here in Green Bay, Green Bay's welcomed me with open arms, Door County, of course, as well. And, I've been in the last couple of years involved in some nonprofits and some great fundraising and, helped out the community of like Northeastern Wisconsin and tried to make it a better place. And this year, me and my wife had we were like, you know what, we've been wanting to do this. We've been toying around with it. Let's go ahead and, get it started. The Dillon Family Foundation, we started this year, and it's started around things that are important to us. So food and families, us having a 1-year-old son, and it's meant to empower families within the community and also combat hunger and food insecurity. And you can find out more information on dillonfamilyfoundation.org. But it's also, we're going to be having our gala, our first gala, November 1st in Green Bay. So we got a lot going on, but we're really, really trying to do a lot for the community.
And I'll just go to some of the details here. For every Packer home game rushing yard, a backpack of food is donated to a child in need. Be part of the impact by donating $28 for a backpack or quadruple your donation. Get that, Jim?
You got it right.
Quadruple.
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 There's a D on there, but you're saying quad like your quads. Make it about you again? Okay.
No, I'm not right. Trying to make it about me again. Just because I have amazing quads.
Yeah. Okay, quad.
Just right. Saying. Okay. $112, receive a Dillon Family Foundation hat. Together, making a change for the better in our communities. You know, you hate to say it, AJ. You know, we talk about Green Bay being one of the best places to live, but there are families that go hungry at times. And I've gotten that from teachers who at times, like for basketball, I remember one of the basketball coaches one day just said, you know what, we're just going to have pizza today instead of practicing, because one of the guys, he had a bag of chips for the day or whatever, and tough situations. Yeah. You wouldn't think Green Bay, Wisconsin would have those kinds of issues, but we do. And it's great for a person like yourself to lend not just your name, you're not one of those guys, but lend your efforts, you and your wife, to help alleviate this problem that we have here?
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And we're out there, and we've done food packaging, and we've done, you know, we were doing the House of Hope Gala the last 2 years and raised a lot of money for them. And, you know, I will say, to your point, it was one of the most astonishing things a couple years back, maybe my second year. And the first kind of nonprofit thing I did within the community was working with Feeding America and Healthy Kids, Healthy Summer on their campaign. And they gave us this stat that it was like 1 in 5 kids in Green Bay, Wisconsin, didn't know where their next meal, or not Green Bay, but Northeast Wisconsin, didn't know where their next meal was coming from after the school year. So during that summer, they didn't know where the next meal was. I was like, really?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? Don't think it.
Nope.
And I was like, well, we got to do something to help this. We ended up raising like 750,000 meals for them that year. But, you know, this is just a continuation of that and something that we want to have our name be a part of and that we want to start within this community for the years to come beyond football, beyond any of that. We want to make sure that we're really helping out here.
And that's cool how people can participate as well. I mean, it's not, you know, to get this $28 for the backpack. Where does the food go, AJ? Like, is it, are you Northeast Wisconsin, you statewide?
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit more about,
how's it distributed and everything? Yeah.
Yeah, so this year, I believe it's going to House of Hope. So that is a shelter here in Green Bay.
Oh, yeah.
And they take in single mothers and their kids. They help them go through, get their GED, they give them shelter, they give them a lot of courses and resources to kind of help them, you know, really, really feel empowered. And it's something that we've really, really wanted to continue on. You might hear my son in the background.
Right? Somebody's not happy.
Yeah. Put him on.
Yeah. Somebody is not happy.
Yeah, he
right
just
now.
Wants to be on.
He's just waking up, but.
So are we.
Sounds like Jim some mornings.
That House of Hope, they really do. It's kind of nice that we have organizations that are focused on certain things, right? And like you said, House of Hope does a great job with single mothers and helping them continue their education, but really helping them raise their kids as well. So, yeah, that they're great. You know, family. There's just so many good things in Green Bay, and I just thank you for being a support.
But you know what?
Mechanism.
One thing though too, and you mentioned AJ, it's not just Green Bay; it's Northeast Wisconsin. Some of these smaller communities, they don't have the resources of a Green Bay, and some of those people, not that they're gonna be, not that they're neglected, but you know, we always think of Green Bay and maybe more inner city Green Bay and whatever. But some of these nice little communities around the area, there are some kids there that are in very disadvantaged situations, and it's just great that your entity here is reaching out to them as well.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I think that's so this one campaign is centered around the House of Hope, but our foundation as a whole is, as of right now, as we're getting started, you know, you don't want to start off too big and you
right.
can't give to the world. You got to focus on what's in your backyard. I like to say you want to make the biggest impact in the world, take care of your neighbor. And so that's what we're doing. And then, you know, that has a trickle down effect. And we're going to be having our first ever Sip and Savor Gala. I know everybody has a gala, but we're going to have some fun with it. So it's not, you're not just going to sit down and donate. We're going to have food and music and live auctions, silent auctions. We're going to have a bunch of local vendors. We're going to have some awesome auctions from all your favorite Wisconsin teams. Not to give anything too far away, but it's going to be at the Legacy Hotel in Green Bay. All that information, you can find more on DillonFamilyFoundation.org.
That sounds fantastic.
That's November 1st. All right.
November 1st.
Very cool.
Hey, AJ, you know what? We talked to you, of course, at the Children's Museum one night for the gala there. And we're talking a little bit about how a museum type thing like that was really instrumental when you were growing up. Could you talk a little bit about your background, if you don't mind?
Yeah, for sure. I think so for me growing up, the quick story, because I don't know how much time we have, is I grew up in New London, Connecticut. Portion of my childhood, I was raised by a single mother. My mom, she's a teacher. And so kind of the story that I told there was, I remember my mom working 2-3 jobs. She was teaching in the mornings. She'd make sure I was good. She'd go, she would go ahead and waitress at night. Sometimes she'd pick up another night shift at a bar. And then come home, and she would look over my look over my homework, make sure it was good, fall asleep on the couch sometimes, and I'd be coming down to just go to school the next day, and she's still there in her waitressing outfit. And so I think that instilled a lot of things in me, just like selflessness, the ability to just work, and, you know, a lot of family values. And, you know, I credit a lot of my success to her. But the way that it ties into the Children's Museum and ties into a lot of the things that we do with the Dillon Family Foundation is I would go there after school programs at the Children's Museum, which I know the one in Green Bay offers. And for people who can't afford tickets, the Green Bay one does offer. And so I would go there, and that would be such a fun activity that wasn't so stressful. My mom, it was just a place to get away, a place to learn. The Green Bay Children's Museum has so much things that they're going to be putting into this new expansion, and I'm really, really excited to be a part of it in whatever capacity, even if it's just spreading awareness. And I hope at some point the Dillon Family Foundation can benefit that, and it can all come together and make Green Bay an even better place.
And that's so important that people become aware of all the things that need to happen here for us to maintain this great city that we have here. And yeah, I just thank you for doing that. That was a great event. And, you know, that's an important cog in the wheel, but so is, you know, feeding the kids too, right? I mean, you got a place to get educated, but you need to, as they say, you need a safe place to live, and they need some nutrition and food. And you're addressing that through the Dillon Family Foundation. So this gala is coming up. It's November 1st, and the tickets, we can get that online.
Yep. DillonFamilyFoundation.org.
Outstanding.
We'll do that.
Hey, AJ, one other thing I just have to ask you, though. I mean, you know, everybody has these hopes and dreams of being, you know, having an impact in your community. You've taken it well beyond that in a certain way. You want to not just take part, you want to lead. I like that aspect of it. It's not just, I'll help out your, I'm going to help lead this. Where does that come from?
You know, for lack of a better word, I just say maybe a sense of pride, not in the leadership, but just in what I want to do to help. And I think I've been blessed with an unbelievable platform, being a D1 athlete to being a Green Bay Packer, playing for the most historic franchise in the NFL. And ever since I can remember, and anybody's ever asked me, like, what is your goal in life? And what is your goal? And I've never said ever to, you know, be a Hall of Famer. I've never said in college, I never said to make it to the NFL. I said to impact those people around me. And at the time it was New London, Connecticut when I was in college. And since then, I now call Green Bay home. And I met my wife here. I learned how to drive here. My first license is Wisconsin. I learned how to drive. My wife taught me in her Honda Accord in the Lambeau Field parking lot during COVID how to drive.
Oh my gosh.
So, I mean, I got the key to Door County. This is my home, and it will be home beyond football years. And so I think one of those things is, and like you kind of said it, you kind of mentioned, you know, people don't realize, you know, kind of what you need to do to keep this place such a great place. To circle all back around to it is, I have the sense of pride in this is my home. These are the people that I love and I care for beyond just Sundays. Yeah. And I want to make sure that it continues to be a great place. And our son grows up here, and it's continuing to be a great place. And his friends know where their meals are coming from, and they're not over here because they don't have any food or anything like that. So we're just trying to do our part one step at a time, just the beginning. And I feel like that's the way you make any change, one step at a time.
Awesome, AJ Dillon, what a treasure it is to have you here in our community. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys.
You bet. Have a great day. Go take care of that future fullback.
We'll do it. Breakfast time. That's it.
Thanks, my man. Appreciate so much.
Appreciate it.
We'll be back right after this. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Get your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecues on November 2nd at the Community Rec Center in Marinette, Wisconsin. Six award-winning barbecue pitmasters go head-to-head while your taste buds get punched in the mouth with lip-smacking barbecue. You'll listen to Blues Hall of Fame legend Joe Moss. Following Joe, Blues icon Taranzo Cannon hits the stage playing tunes from his number one album, Shut Up and Play. VIP tickets are only $27.50 and include barbecue samples from all six competitors, a full beverage of your choice, VIP pit passport, and both concerts. General admission tickets are just $17.50. Learn more at fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig. That's fishonmarinette.com, sponsored by Fincantieri Marinette Marine, the Motor Company, Anderson's Culligan, and Farmers Merchants Bank and Trust. Blues, Brews, Barbecues, come get some.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
I'm proud to be voting for Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin.
Across Wisconsin, people are standing up for Vice President Kamala Harris and Senator Tammy Baldwin because they stand up for us, taking on the big drug companies, lowering the cost of insulin and prescription drugs. They've even cracked down on greedy corporations to put an end to price gouging and surprise medical billing and made sure no insurance company can deny you coverage for having a pre-existing condition.
Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin are fighting for people like me and all of my friends and everybody else I know.
Now, extremist politicians are trying to take away our basic freedoms. But Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin are fighting back, protecting our freedom to choose and our right to vote.
A lot of people fought and died for these rights. My parents, my grandparents.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I am going to vote for Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin. They are fighting for me.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Aha, welcome back. Johnny and Nikki are kind of, what are you guys doing over there?
Wow,
trying to adjust
rumors.
Starting rumors like that. So are you good?
I'm always ready to go with the next guest, and then you bring somebody in and I have to change
their John's name. Just like, anybody walks by, come on.
Sorry, Todd.
It's okay. Anyway, I didn't want to misspell it.
How about Todd's new haircut?
I know, right. High and tight. Woo. I like it.
Styling.
I like it.
Looking good.
Hello, Nikki.
Hello.
We have, you know what you did? You were that kid that, like, when you lose a big game the night before in high school, and all of a sudden you're sick the next morning because you don't want to have to face everybody.
Oh, I showed up.
After the soul-crushing defeat the other day.
I was here.
We haven't spoken to you about that.
But you never looked up.
No, you didn't. You didn't look up. You didn't say anything to us. You just kind of like suffered in silence.
You gave me a sympathy hug.
Well, I tried, but it wasn't responded back at all. Yeah. Just kind of like, get out of here, Mino.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
So talk to me about that season ending.
It was crushing.
It was.
I'm still not
over
it.
The way it happened was terrible.
Too soon.
Yeah, I agree.
So you're just not ready for it to be over, okay? Well, so the fact that we were three outs away, right?
Two outs away. Yeah.
And
it's unbelievable.
You're fine. You're great. You're wonderful.
And then bada bing. I don't have any problems with making that pitcher change. I mean, my gosh, Williams was what? He won 14 of his last 15 saves?
Right. But that didn't. Anywho.
I know, but I of all people to put in, you got your ace.
Right. You thought you were okay.
You thought you were okay.
The problem with that is it's over.
It's over.
And that's the thing. That happens.
But if you'd fallen behind in the fourth inning, you could prepare for the next hour of possibly the season being over.
Right.
This had no preparation.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yep. And Super Bowl, everybody wants to win that, but at least it's next year. My son-in-law is from Columbia. That World Cup every 4 years. And they pout for 4 years.
Oh, gosh. And then maybe that's the reason that soccer fans are as wild as they are because they have to wait.
Yeah, yes. It's a long recess.
By the way, his daughter was one of the people carrying the goalpost down the streets in Nashville.
I totally believe it.
Did she go to the game? I talked to her last night. No, she didn't go to the game. No, okay. She's got a one-year-old. She's not going to the game.
She, all right.
Life's different for her. In a good way. It's great, but they go to Mass at Vanderbilt, and I've been there many times. It's But that was pretty cool. I mean, you love to see,
of course,
David and Goliath all the time.
Of course, an upset. Everybody loves. To oh my god, they do the underdog. And, hey,
even who, if that's who, your team, it's cool.
It does. Anytime Alabama gets beat in football,
it's kind of fun.
It's kind of a good thing.
Kind yes, of.
Kind of.
You say it with like this,
but it just is because they have such.
Yeah, the dynasty, like
right.
Yeah.
Actually, my daughter in Madison said she did not like the Alabama fans that came through there. Just what an attitude they had.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, so that's one of the reasons.
They're not Midwest nice.
They're not.
They've got nothing on us.
But that's one of the reasons they lost, right? Was they were just.
Absolutely. Overconfident. Yeah.
No like, question okay, about this it. This is going to be easy.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's
I think it's great.
Therapeutic, you bet.
So who's going to win the World Series now?
I don't even care.
No,
oh,
you want to
those yeah. people? Oh, get over it.
Season's I mean, over once your
well,
team's up.
Well, okay, so right now we're talking. Mark Hewson and I will have our little text chain. Oh, now who are you going to root for, the Mets or the Phillies? Well,
I can't pull for either one of them.
I know. Yeah. Well, everything in my body says I can't root for
everything
either.
For me is just Tigers.
However.
And they look terrible yes. at first game. But
yes. So, but we do have former Timber Rattler Tyrone Taylor on the Mets.
The Mets, you're right. And he was a really nice kid.
There is a great former Brewer staff member that now works for the Mets. So we want him to succeed.
There you go.
So maybe kind of. And then if they go on to have success, then do you feel less bad by being beaten by the
team that
whatever,
wins it all?
Whatever?
I don't you?
I've always gone both
but
ways.
I'm
oh,
sick
not
of it.
Me. The
I'm
team
sick
that beat
of
yeah,
team.
The team that beat me, I want to go
right.
all the way.
Do you? I oh, want them yeah. to get killed so, their next game.
Absolutely. No.
Really? Okay. Uh-uh. Nick, how I mean, do you feel about that?
Right. That's
yeah.
where I'm.
I can't
so
pull
struggling.
For them. Once they beat you, I can't pull for them.
Yeah. I need no. some time.
Yeah. Even like, did you hear our little Beckett K?
Oh, because my gosh.
That one guy for
so
the Mets with long hair, he celebrated way too much.
Act like you've been here before. Yeah. I think he's the new heir apparent to
no
the
question.
Mino and the
no
Mayor
question.
Show.
Not even a question. Not even a question.
Yeah.
Back to the, why wouldn't you root for some, don't you do that in the NFL?
No, I don't. But anybody that beats my team, I hope they lose every game and never play for the rest of their life.
I wish them
I
nothing,
wish
but,
them
the
nothing
worst.
But hell.
I wish they would win the Super Bowl because then they beat everybody.
Yeah. No. No, don't feel that way at all. I don't
See,
want good
Johnny's
things for them.
Johnny's not mature either.
No, I'm not. I'm very immature.
I know. Breaking news. Ding, ding.
Right, boy. Okay,
I'm coming
out
shit. Hell's coming with me.
News flash.
That's from Tombstone. There are some great lines in Tombstone. You ever see Tombstone?
No, he hasn't.
You've seen Tombstone?
Absolutely huh? not. Yeah.
You've never seen Tombstone?
All right.
Oh, my God. One of the great Western movies ever.
This is one of our many podcast ideas that you and I talk about all the time that
oh my
you
gosh.
Never remember.
What?
Yeah, there you go.
That you and I are going to have a podcast
yes.
and watch all the movies
yes.
that we should.
Yes.
And yes.
Todd, you've seen Tombstone, right?
I have, yeah.
Great movie, right?
It's a great movie.
Why, Johnny Todd, I didn't know you were back in town. You're going to smoke that
Sounds
skin
like
wagon?
Scent of a woman.
Skin that smoke wagon.
Ooh-wah.
Skin that smoke wagon.
No, I'll get your scent of a woman.
See, I'm not sure what Ooh-wah. Skin that smoke wagon means.
Means drawing, pulling.
Okay. I'm just.
Means fun. Drawing. Yeah. You're going to skin that smoke wagon? Don't you remember that one? That line?
Oh. I do, but I'm not sure what the meaning is.
That's what well, it was. Are you going to draw on me?
Okay.
Yeah.
He's acting it out for
he
you.
Is.
I'm doing it.
He's showing doing the
contact
whole.
Could mean so many other things.
First
no.
Just being careful.
It's Western,
a little iffy.
Hello, FCC. Are you there?
Everybody has seen Tombstone.
Oh, and on the line? What is that? Hello,
yeah.
caller?
Yeah.
Yeah. Before you go, Nikki, wow. you can help me out here. Did you have a shower when you were growing up?
But I did have a shower when
See?
I was growing up.
Ding.
However.
No.
The house that my mother grew up in did only had a tub
Thank you.
For a bath.
Okay, I'm asking about your mom.
Thank you.
We're not asking
you. Your mom's
do.
Probably my
did
age.
Did your mom
your
text?
My
yeah.
mom is
did your mom text in?
My mom is probably younger than you, Mino.
She probably is.
Oh, she probably is. This lady came in today.
No, she's
and she
exactly
goes,
your age.
This lady came in today who was, you know, I don't know, her kid was here and she seemed
yeah.
pretty. And she said to Johnny, you went to school with my dad.
Like, I don't think
yeah,
so.
I love that. Yeah. I love that.
Maybe.
Johnny.
How are we doing on that swag you were promising
How we
us?
Doing?
Good?
Good? Good. 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 We got to confirm some things with
did
Mr.
They have,
Todd.
Did the Brewers make t-shirts that said world champs or anything? They'll have to send them to like a third world country?
And it's time for the break.
No. Kevin Burkle. Burkle's one block over. Joining us to talk about a great thing he's doing to help those who have been affected by the hurricane.
450 to 50.
Back after this.
In You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Last month was one of the driest Septembers in Wisconsin since 1940. Climatologists say Wisconsin's total rainfall for the month was a little more than an inch. Most of Wisconsin's counties reported rainfall between 2 and 3 inches below normal. Forecasters blame an area of high pressure over the southwest and into the Pacific Ocean. 46% of Wisconsin voters tell the Marquette poll they've stopped talking to some friends, family, and coworkers over politics. Jane Gomez is a conservative from West Allis who says she plans to vote for Donald Trump.
I think that we jumped to conclusions too soon on both sides that we're not willing to discuss.
The Marquette poll shows voter divisions are starker now than the last two election cycles. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Child care in Wisconsin is scarce, and the cost is beyond the reach of many families. Democrats complain the only solution Republicans have offered is deregulation. Madison State Senator Kelda Royes.
The answer is not to add more two-year-olds to the classroom. The answer is to pay that teacher more than $13 an hour. And make it a sustainable career.
Royce tells Up North News Radio that Wisconsin needs to increase its investment in the most critical time of children's development. Gas prices continue their slow decline this fall. The average price for a gallon of gas statewide is $2.99. In Green Bay, the average price is $3.05 a gallon. The average in Appleton sits at $2.97. Patrick DeHaan with Gas Buddy warns that an active hurricane season and unrest in the Middle East could cause gas prices to rise. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There will finally be a premiere for the controversial film Rust. This is the film starring Alec Baldwin. Baldwin accidentally fired a gun on the set that had a live round in it, killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins in 2021. Baldwin was facing an involuntary manslaughter charge until the judge dismissed it. In addition to being the lead actor, Baldwin is also a producer on the film. He will not attend the premiere, which will be at the Camera Image Film Festival in Poland this November. If you're already looking to make plans in 2026, make sure you carve out a couple hours for Super Mario Bros. Part 2. Keegan-Michael Key, the voice of Toad, told Men's Journal that the Mario universe is about to expand, saying a new film will include very intriguing lore and lots of really fantastic Easter eggs. I'm assuming people that are fans of the video game have an idea of what I'm talking about, because I sure don't. Chris Pratt will return to voice the part of Mario. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We are going to be a little fall-like here for the next couple of days, but we are going to bounce back into the upper 70s by later this week. Today, breezy, partly cloudy with a high of 65 this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low of 40. Tomorrow, sunny, 66. Wednesday, sunny, high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Hi, I don't call radio stations very often.
Your calls are the best calls.
And keeping you inspired and informed is part of the Civic Media vision.
Thank you very much for broadcasting the Liz Cheney question and answer. I really appreciated that, hearing her voice, and for you to broadcast it like that was wonderful.
Listen to the Liz Cheney interview now on our website, civicmedia.us. Real news and great conversation.
Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll look back at the weekend happenings news-wise and also a little sports and get you ready for the week ahead. Don't miss it. Join us right here on Civic Media.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. Special thanks to A.J. Dillon joining us for the Dillon Family Foundation. We'll talk a lot more about that between now and November 1st. Joining us right now, one of our sponsors, Kevin Burkle. Burkle's one block over, who does our Packer throwback segment, of course, on Friday. But Kevin, talking about something a little more serious than a football game right now, huh?
Yeah. Well, first of all, John, not to get off the subject, but I was in the room waiting for you to come on this morning, and I understand how you get your attention is with the bell.
It's true.
So John, at the fundraiser I was at the other night, walks up to my table and says, pats me on the head. He says, you know what? This is a guy who never bought me a drink in my life. John, that's not true. Okay, now let's get to the subject. Sorry about that.
I may have taken one of the drink tickets off your table and you weren't looking, though.
Talk about Green Bay.
By the way, that was a great event.
It was. Phenomenal.
Operation Song.
Absolutely.
Very
and
cool.
The, and the what was her the lead singer? What was her name in that band after?
Jessie G.
Jessie G.
Yeah.
She is going to be playing at Burkle's in the future.
Oh, she's good.
She's a really close friend of one of my best customers.
Well, her husband's from Green Bay.
Yeah, and her husband's a decorated
veteran.
Green Beret.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's really great stuff. So really great having them there. But a really great event. Congratulations to Jen Giel and that entire gang. Put on Operation Song at Epic.
Absolutely. Phenomenal.
Great event. Okay, so go ahead.
We talk about Green Bay, all the great things, and Green Bay nice. We're all hurting over this storm. I mean, 200-some people have died in these southeast, and you're stepping up. You're giving us an opportunity to help out.
Yeah.
And I think that's great.
In fact, the numbers aren't even close to 200. It's way beyond that.
There's still so many missing.
Well, there's so many missing, and, you know, it's taken way too long for the government to step up and help these people. Like I said in my Facebook post last week, the day after it happened, you know, they need to unleash every resource we have to get these people out of the mountains and wherever. I mean, people are literally dying in the mountains. They have nothing. They can't get in. They can't get out. And the only way in and out is the helicopters.
Well, and you know, the thing is, too, with all the water being polluted now, I was reading a thing. You can only go about 3 days without water for it to really affect you. You can go like 3 weeks without eating. I mean, it's pretty amazing.
Water is a necessity.
But water right now is the number one thing, sometimes between life and death.
Absolutely.
And everything is polluted, you know.
Yeah, I have friends there that I had a good friend in my bar on for a wedding on Thursday night who lives 20 minutes from all this. And he said it's unimaginable. I mean, it's literally gone. The road, I-40 is gone. A major thoroughway through the mountains, through Tennessee, through everywhere. Gone.
Unbelievable.
Just no in and out.
So what are you doing?
So we started, yesterday I started my fundraiser. I'm filling up a semi from Wells Transportation out of Deep Pier. They're dropping that off today before noon. I started filling up my personal trailer yesterday, which we did real well with. We got about 3/4 of it full.
Wow.
But I have that coming today, and I have Miller Triangle Distributing is donating some hydrated waters. That's a real high output water for rehydrating your body.
Oh.
So that's coming today. I have a friend, Junior Berenson, out of Wausau, who's bringing me a buttload of paper products. And so anybody that's interested in donating will be there all day today with the semi as soon as it gets there. I'm going to say let's do noon on.
Sure.
Because it's coming sometime before 12. We're going to fill that bad boy up, and Wells has donated the trip there, the trip back, so that's not costing anything. And then when this one's done, they're getting me a price on taking another one down, and we're going to absorb that cost of that because I don't think it's going to be that bad. But I'm going to pay for the next one going down. And if I can get another one, I'm going to send that one.
Wow.
So you have friends down there. I mean, you've talked to people down there.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yep.
In pretty much the Asheville area. Where are you going to focus your,
Well, you've seen some home video based on the phone, right?
It's a place. I don't know exactly where it is yet. Cause I just got off the phone. I just did this last night with the individuals. One of the moms came in, reached out to me. It's their nephew. I talked to his dad, he talked to his son, and we're going to reconvene today on where we should go, how we should handle it, because there's a lot of places that aren't letting you in and out.
Right.
So. Well,
anything what are you looking for? I mean, what can we bring?
I mean, I think the main thing is, water, hygiene products, dry goods, You know, they have no water. The water, their infrastructure is gone. No. So, you know, it's not like you can turn on the shower and take a shower right now. They have nothing. So, water, hygiene products, like I said, clothes. And if you bring clothes, just please bring them boxed up.
Yeah.
So, because the one I did for Titletown to Houston, we had 10 semis that went down there. But people were just, emptying out closets and big bags and stuff. And it was really difficult to manage.
Yeah.
And then when it gets down there, the people that are running the
operation, they don't have time
to sort through all this stuff. Right. So I learned a lot from Titletown to Houston on this event. So, and I also posted a thing on GoFundMe.
Okay.
Okay. But don't use it. It's an absolute joke.
What do you mean?
What they take from you as a donor.
Oh, I got you.
To donate money to a cause. It's absolutely ridiculous. I tried donating my $2,000 and they were going to charge me over $200 for my donation. I talked to a gal yesterday, one of my friends and customers. They charged her $8.50 for a $50 donation. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I've never done that.
I have, and I do that pretty often. What you have to do, Kevin, you have to move. They set it up that way, but you can move the dot back to zero if you don't want to give anything. I mean, I don't want to. GoFundMe, I think, has helped some people.
It has. Okay,
and
I agree,
I don't want to say anything bad about them, but in terms of the service fee, I think that's adjustable, but they recommend something.
Oh.
And you can take it and move it one way or the other. So move it back to $2. And you got to give them a little bit of something. But
I understand.
I agree. $200, that's crazy.
Yeah,
that needs to go.
I'm in the credit card business. So 3% is like a standard thing to cover the cost of the credit card, which
10%.
I understand. That's fine. But don't charge people that kind of money.
No.
And I didn't know if there's a way around that, Jim. I'd appreciate the help on that. Thanks.
Yeah, because they've helped a lot of people out. And
because my goal
is to
raise $100,000 for these people.
Wow.
And I've reached out to some pretty prominent people in this town. And
that's great.
Hopefully they're going to step up to the plate.
What have you got, like loading the trucks and all those kinds of things? Because I've been involved with those kind of things before. That gets to be a job.
Yeah, I know. I did it all day yesterday, and I was a little beat up this morning. But, yeah, I'm going to be there all day, all night, until dark. And once we get past that point, then, I'm doing it right now. I'm looking for volunteers. If somebody wants to come and help, load the truck, stick around today with me, and that'd be fine. But usually I get people that show up and want to help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. And tell everybody where you're located.
I'm located directly behind Stadium View, right across the street from Badger State Brewery, right next door to Spring Hill Suites Hotel. I'm a one block from everything.
And you've got,
Cannondale Drive.
And you'll have the
Tony Cannondale
right in front of your place. Yeah,
you can't miss it. I got a big red trailer there, and then the big semi will be parked right next to that.
Wow. And what was the number you said about you had a relative or one of your workers' relatives was down there and showed you the video?
It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. Their house was flooded up to the second floor and just mud from floor to ceiling. You know, everything's destroyed. I mean, you can't rebuild. The problem with homes is it's not built with treated lumber.
No.
You know?
And once they're wet like that.
Once they're wet, that stuff is garbage.
The drywall even, everything. It's just...
So try and rebuild the house from the first floor up on the second floor. You know, you're doing little piece at a time.
I think one of the most heartbreaking things I've ever seen in a long, long time was with that shot of that grandma and grandpa and 7-year-old grandson or granddaughter on the roof of their house begging for help and sending out texts, and their daughter was sending out texts and please somebody, can you get to, and then the house collapsed and they disappeared.
We're not seeing a quarter of what's going on there, trust me. It's catastrophical beyond that.
Yeah.
So
it really is. Well, it's really great that you're doing this, Kevin.
It is.
Yeah,
it's great.
And,
and all day today, people can stop by Burkle's one block over on Tony Cannondale. The truck is there. We just drop it off.
I just had a phone call. There's a bunch of people that are waiting for me right now.
Okay.
So we got donations poured in today again.
Excellent. Good. Excellent. Once again, tell the types of things you'd like. I give it a case of water.
Yeah,
right?
Of water. I mean, if you want to do a case, you know, water, hygiene products, clothes, cereals, anything dry goods, nothing perishable, canned goods would be awesome, you know, paper products, diapers, dog food, cat food, you know, that the animals don't have, you know, they're hurting too. So, I mean, nobody has anything. So whatever we can do to help them, help generators, you know, beds,
can openers,
you name it. I mean, it's. microwaves, just anything to help these people.
Well, I don't think the microwave is going to be worth anything right now until they get power.
Well, no, they're using generators.
Oh, are they?
A lot of generators.
Okay. Yep. Oh, that's good.
Generators. If you want to donate a generator, donate a generator.
Because I was reading about those girls. They were having a bachelorette party. They rented this cabin up in the mountain.
Yep.
And they wake up the next morning and they are trapped. And there was no way out of there.
Nope.
And because they didn't have power, the food they had brought was all spoiled.
Yep.
And they were out of water. And just by chance, a guy went around looking who lived there and rescued them and got them down the mountain.
Well, just think about, like, for example, I have friends that live in Florida. And the last hurricane that just went through Florida, well, which caused this.
Right.
Just think about it. The restaurants, the grocery stores, all the places that serve perishable goods or have perishable goods is wiped out and gone. Now you reopen your towns. And you have to restock all this stuff. It's not just something that, I mean, it doesn't happen in 5 minutes. It's days of, I mean, think about, look at what's in a grocery store. The amount of items. It doesn't happen in a day. It's years.
And the thing
is, months of restocking.
Some of those places are pretty isolated. I mean, like I said, that's one part of the world I've been to, driving on those hills. And it's beautiful, but it's tough to get to those areas on a beautiful day, much less when you've got, you know, 20 feet of mud over the hill, over the roads now.
Yeah, it's one way in, one way out.
That's right.
And that's it. And those highways are destroyed. They're washed out. They're gone. The infrastructure's history. And you're talking years. This isn't happening overnight.
Kevin, how long is the truck there? It's today?
Today? Oh, yeah. It'll be there. And I'll be posting stuff on my Facebook pages, on Burkle's Burkle's by Kevin Burkle page. My Burkle's, I own an automotive repair store too, and I'm going to be posting on that so people know. I'll let people, I'll be very informative. If you're going to do cash donations, that's going to be very transparent where it's going, how it's being distributed.
Awesome.
And I'm going to personally do that so it gets in the right hands.
Sure. All right. Let us continue to promote this as well.
Absolutely.
This is great because I do think, you know, I mean, I know the community pretty well like you do, and people do want to do something. And this
Green
is a great
Bay's
opportunity.
Resilient when it comes time to this. Right. I mean, last time, that title town to Houston, we did 10 semis.
Wow.
It was crazy.
That's incredible. That's fantastic. Well, it's good to know that we got, you know, whatever small part it is that we can play here in Green Bay to help out those people. I think it's awesome that you're doing that and, you know, facilitating getting stuff down there.
Like I said, even if it's a case of water you want to drop by.
Right.
I mean, every little thing is going to matter for months and months and months.
Yeah. Yeah, this is going to be a one-time fix.
No, this is years of destruction.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what, it's great that when people around here, you know, roll up their sleeves and try to help out. So it's great that you're spearheading this.
Absolutely. I love it.
All right. And you're going to be actually the guy out there loading up the trucks and everything.
Every day.
So you're actually going to be doing some first time in how many years for manual labor?
Yesterday.
Yeah. Turn the question around. Ask John.
Yeah, come on, John. What's your manual labor structure?
And I got a torn quad.
Kevin, this is great. I've been to your place a number of times since.
Yeah, I know.
Got
it's been awesome seeing you there.
Well, it's, you know, I've got to know you a little bit better now that this with coming on the show and helping out with the broadcasting of the sports legends that we bring on Friday. But I mean, you got a great operation there. Your daughter's awesome. And so is all
we got a great
there.
Staff.
You do.
Too.
I mean, really do.
Most of my staff has been with me for years.
Yeah. You can tell,
you know, and it's a great core of people.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you gotta, the only way you can have a good business if you surround yourself with good people.
Yep.
And that's what I focus on very hard. And I just got some fantastic new kitchen help. Unbelievable.
And good people bring in good customers.
Yep, absolutely.
Do you still make that really good pasta and shrimp dish that you made for us for the
pasta?
Veterans? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's delicious.
That was named after my grandfather.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And I like that feature burger you had, too.
George Rank.
Yeah, George Rank. That was good.
Yeah.
A couple things.
Phenomenal.
It's all good.
New menu comes out, hopefully, tomorrow.
All right.
It was going to be today, but I'm a little tired.
What did you think of the Packers' performance yesterday?
Absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, that was nice, wasn't it?
Yeah, because I'll tell you what, if they would have lost yesterday, it would have been a real sore spot because Minnesota won. They beat us here, so they're up on us two games. And, you know, they've got the tiebreaker right now.
I think they're going to come back down to life.
I do, too. They look good. Their offense looked, you know, they clicked. They were doing well.
No, but
I mean
the Vikings are going to come back to earth, I think.
Well, they always do.
Yeah.
You know, if you ever see a Viking fan, this is what you do to them. Ask them, hey, do you smoke cigarettes? And if they do, say, hand me your pack of cigarettes. And you take the saran wrap off the cigarette pack, you set it down on the table, and you say, what is this? And they said, what do you mean, what is it? It's an empty trophy case.
Very nice.
Wow.
All
right. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, no. You're not allowed to give yourself the bell.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's let me move this here. Thank you, Kevin. We're going to promote this all week.
Thanks,
buddy.
Guys.
Kevin Burkle.
Good being here again.
Please bring some stuff over. Help them out. It will turn out.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great... Not really. You have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor. Wrap it up here on a beautiful Monday morning.
Why this song?
Cinnamon Girl?
So here's the truth.
Okay.
Everybody waited till the very last minute to get ready for the break, you know, to come back.
Yeah.
We're still talking.
Yeah.
Me too. I just grabbed the button. Yeah.
It just grabbed. Okay.
Yeah.
We're like, what? How does this tie in? Okay. I got it.
Well, once Nikki and Amanda are here, we always get distracted.
Yes.
Because they're always like, you know, bothering us.
And they're sprucing up the place.
Yeah.
Not that this place needs sprucing up. This place is awesome.
Don Mikowski the other day said, dude, you've got an awesome studio.
Yeah.
These digs are really cool.
Yeah, they are.
So that was fun having him in, wasn't it?
Yeah. I wonder if we could find a place to take Jim just to so he could actually see what a real radio station
I would love to take him to the old WNFL building next to the Midwest building now.
Yeah.
Because I'd be shocked if anybody went in there and did anything from the day we moved out of there. Like I said, last time I was there, there was still where Burke would sit. Burke was our phone guy. Okay, Burke Griffin.
Yeah.
And he'd always have Twinkies, and there were still Twinkie wrappers
sitting there.
An old Milwaukee Journal from, like, you know, 1999 was sitting there. I mean, it's like one of those things where there was a nuclear disaster and everything was just stayed in place. And that's what it looked like. But you would get an idea of what they were like then, how small they were and the whole thing.
No, this place is great.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a great office and everything. The green room, the bathrooms, the kitchen.
Being right here.
Yeah. Yep. It's spacey. It's high ceilings.
So once again, thanks for Kevin Burkle, what he's doing. Burkle's one block over, stopping over, even bring a case of water or something like that, folks, and you know, help out. He'll make sure it gets all down to the right areas. Okay. Great things coming up too. We had Elizabeth from Heritage Hill here. Man, they've got some great events coming up in the month of October. AJ Dillon, great having him on, talking about the Dillon Family Foundation, what they're doing to combat feeding kids in the area. Brittany Merlot, who almost got caught in a forest fire.
Can you imagine that?
Well, Jim brought it up too. He wanted to go, okay, Brittany, you're driving up this road in the woods, and you keep getting passed by fire trucks after and fire police truck, after fire truck. And you keep going?
That's a news person, though, for you.
That's a news person for you. That's a weather chaser.
Yeah. Right.
Yep.
Yep.
See, I realized there was a fire.
Yeah,
that's good, Brittany. That's good.
Yeah. But Beckett Kay, our 9-year-old podcaster, he was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Although he does not appreciate your sarcasm. He made that plain.
That was great.
And is also is not a fan of the way the big chess tournament was run.
When
they wouldn't let him go head to head with the guy that they declared the winner.
Yeah.
He was not happy about that. And I don't blame him.
No, that.
Yes.
But all over, you know, this is a good time of year. There's a lot of good things happening, right? I mean, football's going on, but, you know, summer's over and kids are back in school. But I think if you look anywhere, Oshkosh, Appleton, anywhere in Northeast Wisconsin, there's so many charitable things going on. And this is the season, right? Kind of between now and Christmas is when there's a lot of...
First 2 weeks of October are the best 2 weeks of the year.
Right, and we have that, you know, A.J. Dillon's got his thing coming up. We got that bowling thing coming up. We talked about, there's just a lot of things, and you know, people just need to really check out their community website. And
I noticed one thing, a place that I've yet to go to, although you've been there, seems like the Legacy is really gaining traction. Yep.
Isn't that cool?
Place to host events like this.
Right. That whole CellCom Marathon was hosted there, last week or the week before?
Yep.
When they gave all the checks out. And that's just, it's great that not only is it a new hotel that we needed, they're also a very giving hotel.
Yeah.
And that's what we need, are businesses that kind of give back. And it does help the businesses.
Well, you know who I want to get on? I still want to get our mixologist friend back on.
Yep, he's up there. Right?
Yeah.
Tony O?
Tony O. We'll have to get Tony O back on.
Yeah. Well, that place is... Yeah, and then we got to talk a little bit.
And then we got the supper club event we're going to for $800 a ticket.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Sage. No, we're not. I got to read into that more. I read it this morning. It's in the paper, and I don't get it yet. I mean, what? I don't get it. They're introducing you to a world you may not know about, right? Supper clubs. I mean, that's pretty much a Wisconsin thing. So, I don't know. $800?
I don't know. I haven't seen enough information on the layout of the whole thing. Yeah.
Do you get the club?
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, that's a lot. That's not like even 200. I think and it goes to. I just want to say that I know it's a fundraiser too
for feeding. Yeah.
Right. Anyway, we'll look. I want to support.
Is that the most expensive ticket you've ever heard of?
Yeah, that's expensive
for around here.
For around here,
yes, mm-hmm. Without question.
Yeah, but I don't know what it includes. It could include a lot of stuff.
It better include $800 worth of stuff.
It's got to be more than food, right?
I guess. I don't know.
I would think if you're from out of the state and you come to the draft, right? The real experience is to go to an actual supper club, so you get that actual experience.
The front office of the Houston Texans would probably want to go there.
Across the street. I mean, it's a great, great company across the street.
Absolutely.
But you really want to go in with the red kind of chairs, and we've been in a million of those.
77-year-old waitresses that call you hun?
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Do you need another drink, hun?
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't know why I always make them sound like that. Like they've all smoked Marlboro Reds.
It's because they have. It's because they have.
You want fries with that, hon? Yeah.
But you're right. That's the true experience. And there's so many great supper clubs. Maybe we should have our guest back on who wrote the book on supper clubs. And somebody gave me that. Somebody gave me that for Christmas. But I placed a bet on the Black Otter. Have you been there? We talked about that.
Yes. Okay, not for years. Yeah.
Okay. Oh. I placed
a bet.
I did. And
how did you place a bet?
I've done that before. Like, I'll bet somebody dinner at
Black Otter. Sure. Okay, got it.
I like that because it's a cool supper club. Yeah, they got one of the better
salad bars.
Oh, my God. So anyway, but $800, it's less than eight. Oh, yeah. Herring, gizzards. That's
I'll
my
eat the
thing,
herring,
man.
Not the gizzards.
Ugh, it's the best.
Because I don't know what a gizzard is.
And it's less than $800.
Okay, then. All right, we're out of time, man. That was a fun show. Once again, Brittany and Beckett and A.J. Dillon and Elizabeth and Kevin Burkle stopping over. Please drop off some water or something at Burkle's for the trip down to North Carolina. We're out of time. Back in tomorrow morning. Thanks for being here. See ya.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Dom Salvia.
Next time, Mr. Ethics, Gen Xer, and Gemini Scott Ross joins me. Plus, who is really diverting money from FEMA? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.